Welcome back. We are back for another fantastic episode of our BNI podcast. And I am joined by my amazing co-host because we're going through the series on the BNI core values. And today we are on core value number 6.
Yep.
We have 7 in total. So we have one more to go. And today we're going to be talking about, well, before we get to that, Andy, welcome and thank you for joining us again.
Hey, glad to be back, Ed. I'm excited to do this series with you. It's been fantastic so far, and we have a really strong finish coming up.
Oh, absolutely. Because today we're going to be talking about our core value of accountability. Now, what is accountability? We keep the promises we make, especially when it's hard to do so. This creates trust and supports strong relationship. Let's get into it, Andy. Let's talk about accountability.
Oh man, accountability. This is something I know that makes some people uncomfortable and other people really love it. I mean, some people just love being held to the things that they say they're going to do or commit to do. And others like, oh, it's so painful. I don't want to know. But you know, I mean, look, here's the thing. Accountability is built into the expectations of being a membership. You know, I will deliver the goods and services at the price I promised. How many times have we said that ourselves? And how many times have every single member that's committed to being in BNI have made that same commitment? So we're already publicly committing to a process of accountability among one another. And, you know, and I'd say you can even stop short of having to have other people do that for you in the chapter when you just do it yourself.
Well, because in reality, what's the basis of accountability is just doing the things that you said you were going to do.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Right. And
I think there's a lot of room for growth and accountability because, you know, there's some things that are just so easy to fix in our memberships. And they're just so easy because they're spillovers in my example here. Doing more chapter education units and learning more spills over into everything. I could deliver a better commercial. I could do more quality one-to-ones. My feature presentation could be better. I could be better at bringing visitors, so on and so forth. That I can give more higher quality referrals and probably more volume of referrals.
Absolutely.
So there's an education base. And then there's one-to-ones. There's a spillover from one-to-ones. The more one-to-ones I do with people, the more often I meet with them, the more frequent, then the more referral opportunities I can have. And the more I can teach them the things I've learned in my CEUs, or they could teach me things they learned in CEUs, and all the other things spill over. And that's just really a commitment for being accountable to yourself and your membership and the dollars and time you've spent as a member of BNI.
So in other words, one thing affects another thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, like the power of one report keeps us accountable to that.
because it's not only holding me accountable, but it's holding you accountable. And when I go out of my way to refer to someone, there's the brand of me. So a couple of weeks ago, we did a podcast with Sean Courtney. And Sean Courtney, we talked about expanding the brand of you or expanding your brand.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot of time working on our brand and taking care of our clients and how we go about doing things. So when it comes time to refer to someone in the room, in our BNI chapter or outside, you want to make sure that brand is intact because you're going to refer to someone who is accountable and does what they say they're going to do. Calls when they say that they're going to call and shows up.
That's right.
To do the work.
That's right. I mean, it's a confirmation of the credibility that we espouse for everyone to believe that we have with them. So, you know, there needs to be no question of credibility when your accountability is intact and you've delivered on things you promised. So credibility is never an issue in those cases. You know, where accountability is really important when it comes to the power of one is not only are you doing as a member the things you had committed to do, but are you being responsible for it? I mean, so to me, responsibility and accountability kind of go hand in hand. And I'll give you a quick example is, you know, many weeks ago, I did a education moment where I was talking about membership CEO. If BNI, if your chapter, insert your chapter name, was a company, and every week that company had a company meeting that you were the owner of that company and you looked at your reporting, which of those employees would you retain or fire or rehire if you got to interview them again? Whoa. And who would you want more of in your company meeting every week? So Whoa. When we put this little CEO hat on, And then we go look at our own power of one line and we go, oh man, if I was the CEO of this company, I wouldn't even be at the level I want to be. So I had to put that mirror on myself first. I had to do this in my education moment, of course, because this isn't just a beat everyone over the head, like you should be doing better. No, it's not about that. It's about it. If this were a company that had a weekly sales meeting and you were the CEO of this room, how many of these chapter members would you be holding better account to and be more responsible for helping keep them accountable to themselves for the expectations they have of this sales meeting and of this sales group?
That is, and if this mic wasn't on here, that would be a drop the mic moment. What you just shared, right? That is a drop the mic moment because that's what we want. And again, we're talking about the B&I core value of accountability today.
Yeah.
If we were to take it one step further, the word that I like, I love accountability, but the word I like even more than accountability and what it really comes down to is the word ownership.
Oh yeah.
When because it ultimately comes back to me. And am I owning my what I'm telling people? Am I owning if I've made a mistake up on something? Cuz let's face it, there's going to be a time, I don't care how good you are at what you do, you could be the most amazing individual. There's going to be a time when things don't go right.
Right.
How you handle that, how you take ownership of that is going to, it can either decrease your referability. Like, hey, you know what? It wasn't my fault. It was the team's fault. It was the dog ate my homework, you know, those types of things. Or I can stand up and say, hey, you know what, Andy, that something went wrong in this, but I'm going to make sure that I make it right.
Yeah.
So that you're taken care of. You, my client, are taken care of and get what you deserve to get.
Yeah.
And what happens? We elevate ourselves in the eyes of the people that are around us because we've taken ownership, that element of accountability that we want in each other.
It's finishing the things you said you're going to finish. And it does come down to that. And I think that like we have systems in place in B&I that help us do that. We have I'll use the one-to-one planner as an example. Like if I'm trying to maximize my membership and be held to account for the things I want to get out of my membership, then is my one-to-one planner filled out? Yes or no? Like just black and white, ask yourself that. Is it even filled out?
Ooh.
If it's not filled out, who can I get help with and can keep me accountable to fill it out? And then once it's filled out, who will help me make sure it is optimal and it reflects all of the best things that I want, all the best referral customers that I've gotten, all the best types of opportunities that I want other people in my membership to be looking for me. And then will I be accountable to myself to actually show up and do that? And will I let someone else keep me accountable to have it reviewed and then accept that coaching or that guidance from someone who may be just killing it in one-to-ones and the outcomes of one-to-ones? Power of One report is another one as well. Like just we track things because tracking what gets measured gets done. Ivan has said this forever. What gets measured gets done. So in the Power of One, I need to keep myself accountable for making sure I'm hitting those CEU marks, not because I'm checking the box, because I'm growing in my membership. Mm. And the funny thing about it is that we do education for everything else. If I want to learn something, I go on the internet, I freaking learn it. But then I go, oh God, CEUs? Like, why? I don't know why there's so much resistance to that when it actually can bring you more value in B&I and literally money. But okay. But that's where I got to keep myself accountable. That's where I would implore members to keep yourself more accountable is it doesn't need someone else's attention and responsibility to help you keep account for doing things that are going to benefit you in the end in B&I.
Well, and if you're struggling, as you so put it, if you're struggling with things, reach out to someone and ask for help. It's as simple as, hey, you know what? I'm struggling in this area. And I will tell you, and I love that we've gone through we're going through our core values because I have sucked at many of them. And then I've done better at many of them in any given day. What's that term? But by the grace of God, there go I, right? It depends on what kind of a day I'm having. You know, am I, it's again, mindset and really having we make the choice every day when we get up how we're going to handle things, whether it's positivity, whether it's accountability, whatever it is, we get to make that choice. But asking somebody for help is so easy.
Yeah.
And let's face it. And I'm going to put a plug for one of our past podcasts, and it was actually podcast number 10, and it was with Phil Jordan on the topic of who's your mentor.
Yep.
If you're struggling with accountability, if you're struggling with a positive attitude, if you're struggling with things in B&I and even outside of B&I, seek out a mentor. Get someone that you can say, hey, Andy, I'm struggling in this area. Can you keep me accountable? Can you help me with this? And I will tell you, people will more than likely say, yeah, I've been waiting for you to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. And so one of the ways I was able to do that as an EC, as education coordinator, was like from the front, like who right now will admit they want more accountability for the growth and development of the membership? Raise your hand. And the thing is almost everyone raised their hand because they know they need it and they want it. And so it's not a public shaming. And it's so not asking them to commit like, oh, I'm guilty of not doing my best. That's not it at all. It's saying we are givers gain people. Who in this room would like more help with the things that they're struggling with in their membership? Raise your hand. And everyone raises their hand. And we find out what are those things, and then we can go and address those things.
Well, and let's face it, it's very natural. We all want accountability. We all probably don't want to be held accountable.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's human. It's the human nature, right?
Yeah.
But you can't get one without the other.
That's where it comes from. That's where the growth comes from. It's from that friction and that pressure. That's where amazing scale can happen, because it might be the one thing that's limiting the next big burst you have in growth. So I may not like being held accountable, but I will like the outcomes of being held accountable. Those are two way different things. I'd rather be held accountable and then love the outcome than not be held accountable and hate every single step along the way of that path.
Wow. Well said. Holy moly. Well said. Okay, Andy, you're up. You know what I'm going to ask you? What nugget of truth information, what can you say that can impact somebody's life today on the element of accountability, on our core value of accountability? What can you share with our listeners as we exit the podcast today?
So this is a great question, and I'm going to keep it B&I specific today. For those of you who are not B&I members listening to this message and you want to apply this to your personal life and business life, please do it. So for B&I members, number one, I want you to look yourself in the mirror and say, what do I need to be keeping myself more accountable to? And the second part is, who in my chapter am I willing to let keep me accountable for the things I need to grow in?
Ooh, so we have some homework to do. And some of that homework, from what I could tell, is being a little introspective, I think is the term. Basically taking a look in the mirror.
Yep.
And Andy, I love that. Thank you so much. Listeners, we've got homework to do. And again, we'll be back in 2 weeks for our final core value. It has been an absolute blast. And what's our final core value? We save almost the best for last. Recognition. We all want to be recognized. So in 2 weeks, we are going to come back and talk about our final core value of recognition with my co-host, Andy Cruz. Next week, plan on being with us, because we've got another great speaker, another great co-host on another different. I'm learning English. That's where I need help. We've got another co-host next week that will be joining us for a fantastic topic. Andy, again, thank you for being with us. Listeners, we always love being around you and getting to interact with you. Don't forget to send us your thoughts, your questions, podcast ideas, any and all, to podcasts with an S, podcasts at BNISD.com. Again, that's podcasts at BNISD.com. Andy, again, thank you for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you, Ed.
And to our listeners, have a wonderful rest of your week. Talk to you all soon.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruz Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruzproductionsinc.com.